And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Though they are sometimes dressed up with pretty words like freedom, choice, and market forces, the main items at the heart of the far right's agenda on public education really haven't changed much over the last several decades since the landmark school integration ruling in Brown versus Board of Education. They are, one, privatization, transferring public education assets and resources to private actors; two, resegregation, ending the societal commitment to the intentional integration of the schools that remain; and three, secession, allowing communities, typically those that are whiter and more affluent, to break off from larger consolidated districts to form smaller, less diverse ones. And while North Carolina has sadly moved a long way down the road in recent years on privatization and resegregation, it has generally not allowed local communities to secede from county school districts, and that is a very good thing. Not only would secessions be costly and wasteful in dozens of ways, they would also go a long way toward aiding the destructive path of school resegregation, both with respect to race and income. And that's something of which we already have way too much. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.